Wow, what a busy year. From budding pop music stars to an expansion for home hardware, Loyal Innisfil Today readers paid close attention to the issues and people that matter within the town in 2023. So we've taken a look at the numbers and compiled a list of some of the top articles of the year. Thank you for trusting us to tell Innisfil's story. Let's keep that relationship going steady in 2024. Until then, here's what you clicked on a lot over the last 12 months. Innisfil's rising pop star releases new single, published April 30. Anna Goldsmith announced a collaboration with Dutch composer and producer January Jansen on their third original single, Go. Goldsmith wrote the lyrics and then recorded the vocals. The new energetic and powerful anthem reflects Goldsmith's outgoing and confident personality and her desire to empower her fans to truly love themselves for who they are. Go is about seeing through the fake people and being yourself, being strong and not giving in to the pressures all around us, Goldsmith said at the time. There are so many negative influences all around us, especially on social media. We are living in a digital world, and sometimes it's hard to tell what is fake and what is real. To listen to the single, visit annagoldsmith.com. Building on a legacy, popular Innisfil restaurant set to reopen, March 20 Harbor House Grill announced it was reopening for takeout and delivery and in-person dining following renovations. I want to thank Jen and Tom, the previous owners, for their dedication to connecting the community and providing entertainment that was loved and enjoyed by many, new owner Ashley Muntford said in Amber Green's piece. I am honored to build upon their legacy and am excited to continue providing a warm and welcoming atmosphere that has become synonymous with Harbor House Grill. However, in early November the building caught fire and the blaze caused an estimated $400,000 in damage. The fire is not deemed to be suspicious. Six teens charged in Innisfil Town Square vandalism. February 23, South Simcoe police charged six teenagers after the public washrooms were damaged at the new town square on Innisfil Beach Road. As a result of the investigation, three boys and three girls from Innisfil, all of whom were 13 and 14 years old at the time, were charged with mischief under $5,000. Their identities are protected under the Youth Criminal Justice Act. The South Simcoe Police Service will not tolerate this behavior and we encourage residents to call us immediately if they see this type of incident, police said in a media release. This area officially opened in January. It is located between Lakeside Retirement and the Innisfil Idealab and Library's Lakeshore branch. While the skating trail reopened for the season in mid-December, operation is subject to weather conditions. For updates, visit innisfil.ca. Storage space proposal for Alcona Home Hardware Royals Neighbors. February 17. This story by Patrick Bales explored the implications of a proposed expansion of a popular hardware store on the neighboring community. The request by the owners asked for a site adjacent to the current store to be rezoned, allowing it to be used for additional outdoor storage space. But young couple Megan Atkinson and Harrison Gazzulli told town council during a public meeting that they didn't sign up to live next to a storage yard when they purchased in Innisfil in 2021. We were under the impression that Innisfil was a town committed to preserving the natural landscape and here it was being destroyed without question, in our own backyard, Atkinson said. In May, council approved the rezoning, citing the project's conformity to the 2020 Provincial Growth Plan, the Lake Simcoe Protection Plan and the Town and County of Simcoe official plans. New speed camera program could be a game-changer in Innisfil, March 26. While the issue has been discussed numerous times in 2023, this particular story from March focused on councillors directing staff to further research how a partnership between the Association of Municipalities of Ontario, AMO, and the town would work when it comes to implementing an automated speed enforcement, ASE, system. The number one idea here isn't about making money, Mayor Lynn Dolan said at the time. The number one idea here is about making our streets safe. A few weeks later, council passed the town's traffic calming strategy and entered agreements with the Barrie Joint Processing Center, JPC, and Toronto JPC for ASE and red light camera programs. Red light cameras went live in early December at the intersection of King Street and Queen, Church Street, also known as Highway 89 and Highway 27, in Cookstown. However, town spokesperson Jane Cocking says it's still too early to know whether the cameras are effective. "We have no data available on the number of tickets at the moment," she said. "Processing can take up to 30 days, so we will have a better idea next month." With files from Kevin Lamb.